This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I am going to come right out and say it. I have been shamed by a child.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
The pride of Sac State is here. Intern Kevin with his segment called Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know the biggest temperature change over a 24-hour period in history happened on January 15th, 1972? In Loma, Montana, the temperature jumped from a negative 54 degrees all the way up to 49 degrees.
Wow.
Why do you think that happened?
I think the sun and the moon went over the sun, which caused the temperature change over and caused, a global warming happening, but okay. This is global cooling.
Mm. Okay.
But so it wasn't the globe. It was just one town in Montana. I'm sorry.
Way to poke holes in my balloon.
In my balloon. interesting that it did not affect the whole state.
Yeah, why only Loma? It's haunted.
I've seen horror movies
yes. To know when the temperature drops, that means the good ghosts are coming.
Right.
Yes.
Except the temperature went up.
They left.
So is that what it is? It wasn't haunted. So somebody cleansed the town.
I got it. Okay. Someone cleansed the towns of the spirit, but then the gates of down below opened. That's why the heat came up from the bottom of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And Loma is haunted by devils and demons.
There we go.
That is...
Don't go there, Montana.
There's a lot to do in Montana. I mean, you can see a lot of stuff to do. I mean, this is just one town. I mean, there's buffalo in Montana. You can go see buffalo.
Are they wild?
I'm sure they are.
Why? We still have wild buffalo in this country?
Yeah.
Are those the
especially
big
in
ones
Montana,
with the horns?
Wyoming? Yeah.
You don't know what a buffalo is?
I've never seen one. They don't have them at the zoo.
Like if you head up towards Apple Hill, you can see buffalo.
No, those are cows.
No.
Have you ever seen cows before?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm Googling buffalo.
The only buffalo I've seen is like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
Okay.
No, these are water buffalo.
Well, yeah, buffalo, see?
That's a buffalo.
That is not by Apple Hill.
Buffalo don't have wings, Kevin. Have you ever had buffalo meat before?
Buffalo jerky.
Okay.
Okay.
That would be buffalo meat.
Yeah, I haven't had raw like buffalo steak before.
No one eats raw buffalo.
So what do you think happened to the buffalo in Montana during this 103-degree weather swing?
Oh, well, seeing how thick their fur is, they probably overheated and died.
Not overheated. It only went up to 49 degrees.
Yeah, but think about the thick coat that they have.
It went too fast.
From cold to hot very quickly. That's like a climate change. What's it called? Hyper something.
No, you work it out. Go ahead. You figure it out. Go ahead.
Hyperventilation?
Nope.
Yep.
Where you go from a cold place to a hot place really quick, and then you get these little sweat, little bubbles on your arms, and then you start to overheat, and you start to panic really quickly.
Is this what happens to you when you get warm?
And then you start to get itchy, and then your skin turns red, and you get really itchy, and then it's really hard to breathe because your throat closes up.
This you know a lot about, but buffalo threw you for a loop.
This has happened to me before.
You have hives.
No,
yeah.
It only happens when I go from a really cold place to a really hot place.
When does that happen?
Like if I go from a cold pool for a polar bear swim and jump into a hot sauna room.
Are those two things right next to each other?
Yeah. In Boy Scout camp.
By the way, if you want to see wild buffalo, Yellowstone National Park has the biggest population. They're just walking around.
Huh.
40,000 of them still walking around. Just walking around. When's the last time you saw a picture of a buffalo?
Never.
Looks like a prehistoric beast.
Apparently I thought I've seen him off of 50. So
someone texted in, the buffalo are no longer in Shingle Springs. The man sold his property years ago.
So there you go.
No!
So once upon a time, you probably did see buffalo.
Well, at least I know that I'm not just seeing things.
I love this segment called Did You Know with Katie. This is my favorite.
Rain.
All right, okay. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know there's one ATM in Antarctica and it's run by Wells Fargo? So if you have a Wells Fargo account, there's no ATM fee.
What?
Did you know that, Katie?
Wait, hold on. What do you need an ATM in Antarctica for?
Great question.
To the penguin shop.
Is the penguins run a shop or the penguins shop at a shop?
It is a shop where you can buy penguins.
Is that true, Kevin?
Buy penguins, trade penguin equipment, or join the penguin club.
Join the penguin club? What do I get if I join the penguin club?
It's an annual fee that helps preserve the wildlife of Antarctica, a.k.a. penguins.
Uh-huh.
What kind of currency comes out of the ATM?
Fish.
Really? So wait a minute, let me get this straight. The ATM in Antarctica is run by Wells Fargo. Uh-huh. So Wells Fargo doesn't actually give real currency or dollars. It's an ATM of fish.
Yes. All different types. Salmon, tilapia.
And do the penguins have like little debit cards?
No, they have pouches in the front. You didn't know that?
That is a kangaroo.
No, penguins do too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.